Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Today's episode is all about future and near future content happenings. And INSP, the Cowboy Way, is set to return next week with some interesting new wrinkles. INSP Executive Vice President Haynes Cabra will detail them when he joins me next. Our remaining hour highlights two fast-rising players and launching new programming services via smart TV products. Citadine goes first with Networks President Eric Opeka, followed by Jukin Media with founder and chief executive Jonathan Scogmo. Also ahead, News Note Quickies, our new Cracker Trivia winner, and a pair of mileposts. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook and much more when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Good to have you aboard on this Friday afternoon for a 90-day edition of the program all about TV's current and future. And believe me, we have a lot about TV's future coming your way over this next hour and a half. We're happy you're aboard. Great guests coming your way, and we invite you to be interactive with them. How? You pick up the phone, you dial in, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway, or catch us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. Our chat room is open for business. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk, Spreaker, TuneIn screen, follow the instructions, and we'll be live with you. Haynes Tober of ISP joins us live from Connecticut after these News Note quickies. Fox will launch its thriller miniseries Next. That's the name of the show, Next, October 6th. Univision will carry a Spanish-language version of Fox's The Masked Singer. It's called Quien es la Mascara next month. A tribute special for Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis, who passed away last Friday, will run Sunday night on BET and BET Heroes. Again, that's a tribute special for Congressman and former civil rights advocate John Lewis, who passed away last Friday. Outer Banks, a Netflix series from Josh and Jonas Pate, will get a second season in 2021. And former New York City cable system executive Nate Garner has died. Garner also worked at USA Network in a senior executive capacity. He was also one of the founding fathers of NAMIC, the Cable Industry Diversity Association. And that is News Notes for today. One network that sometimes you don't hear about as often as you ought to is INSP. It's one of the oldest cable networks around. It's taken many formats over the decades. And of late, it's become the network of Westerns and heroes. And it has a hit show that's been around now for over 5 years. It's called The Cowboy Way, and it comes back for its newest season this coming Wednesday. Joining us live to talk about it and where INSP is going generally is its Executive Vice President of Marketing, Haynes Tower, joining us live from New Canaan, Connecticut. Haynes, welcome in.
Hi, Simon. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Before we get to that, how are things going in New Canaan? How are things happening in terms of getting life back together with the pandemic?
You know, actually quite good. We were unfortunately one of the epicenters there when it first sort of kicked off in the beginning of March. But Connecticut has been pretty strong about it and has been really enforcing the mask mandates. And the infection rates have dramatically declined. So we're at, I think, stage 4 now of the reopening, but with, thankfully, dramatically really reduced infection rates and hospitalization rates. So fingers crossed, and at least in Connecticut, things seem to be trending in the right direction.
Absolutely. And things here in New York also, and New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera. Let's talk about the Cowboy Way. Why has this program become as popular as it has on your channel?
That's a good question. You know, this, I guess the way that I would describe it is for our viewers, which, you know, we are mostly a C and D county type viewer, have a lot of our viewership from the South and from the Midwest. And those folks, you know, when they look at their neighbors, they don't live next to a Kardashian or, you know, a famous professional basketball player. They live next to good, you know, blue collar folks like these cowboys that are featured on the Cowboy Way. These guys look a lot like them. They drive the cars that they drive. They have the lifestyles that they have. And they really live this sort of timeless, what's called the cowboy code, which is this timeless traditions about how to live your life and how to live a good life and give a good honest day's work for a good honest day's pay, be a good family man, live by these strong values. And they're just really real people with these really strong values, and it seems to have really resonated quite well with our audience. And now, you know, great for us is as we've started to expand with placing the Cowboy Way on these different outlets besides just on our linear cable channel, as we put the Cowboy Way on Amazon, first it was on Amazon Prime, and now it's going to be on IMDb TV. We've had it on YouTube. We've had it on our Facebook page. We've really grown an additional audience of much younger folks. Our audience, it's no surprise, is obviously an older audience. But as we've continued to make the Cowboy Way available in these other digital formats, we've now found that the show is quite popular with a whole bunch of folks that are under the age of 30, which are not, you know, we're not able probably to find it on INSP, the linear cable channel, because our other content probably doesn't appeal to them, but they found us on these other channels, and it's been just really heartening to see how this show and the timeless values that it portrays have really resonated with an even deeper audience than just the linear cable channel.
Can you talk more about why you see bringing the Cowboy Way to other services as more opportunity than as out of a concern about cannibal, rather than an opportunity for cannibalization? Because, for example, IMDb, which is Amazon's ad-supported programming service, is now becoming a force on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. You mentioned YouTube. You mentioned other social media places.
Right.
What has you see as more opportunity than as hazard?
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough dilemma that any media executive that's working for a network cable company is struggling with right now. I would say right up in the upfront that we are not actively in any way wanting to further disrupt the, you know, cable and satellite universe. That's been our bread and butter for years and will continue to be our bread and butter, and we are not trying to actively cannibalize that universe. But anyone who's looking at the data and looking at the trends, and I'm sure you've seen this every day, Simon, because there's articles written about it pretty much on a daily basis about the acceleration of cord cutting and the amount of people, and not just, I mean, I think it's been a little bit of a misnomer that cord cutting is only happening amongst this younger tech-savvy audience. It's, you know, unfortunately, it's also accelerating with the older, you know, 60-plus crowd as well. Because it's frankly incredibly simple once you have a smart TV or if you just buy a Roku or an Apple TV to get these OTT products. So like all cable companies, you know, we have to follow the trends. We want to be able to offer our great content shows like The Cowboy Way to our audiences in whichever ways they are consuming that content. So if there's swaths of our audience which are cutting the cord and are getting their content via an Apple Prime or an IMDb TV, you know, we want to be there. If they're getting their content from YouTube and not, you know, no longer have a satellite or a cable subscription, you know, we want to be able to super serve those fans. And we see in greater numbers through our customer support outlets that our fans are unfortunately saying, hey, look, I no longer have a cable subscription or I no longer have a satellite or a telco subscription. How do I still watch you guys? And we've been doing partnerships not just for Cowboy Way, for the bigger INSP cable network with OTT outlets like Friendly TV, like Philo, Vidgo, Fubo TV, Tubi, and others, just to make sure that, hey, look, we want to make sure that wherever you're getting your content from, that we're there and so you can watch us.
We're speaking with Haynes Tauber. He is the Executive Vice President of Marketing at INSP, the place where you can find The Cowboy Way, going to a new season next Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. It's also going to be running on IMVTV. That is the Amazon S-supported programming service that on smart TV sets and smart devices. And as mentioned, ISP is also now running, in addition to being on cable systems, it's also running on some of the multi-channel video services available on smart TV sets and smart devices like Philo and others. Hayes joins us live from New Canaan, Connecticut this half hour. On Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tom Abraham with you live from New York. 75 degrees at the top of the hour here in the New York metro area. And we thank you for tuning us in on the program All About the Tube. If you have a question or comment for Hayes, make the phone call 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next week, we will complete 13 years of this program, and we're going to do it in style. We have three episodes coming your way, all at our regular time, 3:30 in the Pacific. And kicking things off next week, we will have, rescheduled from this past Monday, the star, the breakout star of the brand-new Starz dramatic hit, P-Valley, her name, Brandi Evans. If you haven't heard about her, you will, and you will hear her next Monday, 3:10 Eastern, New Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. I promise you, it is going to be one amazing interview. This is one of the breakout stars, not only this summer, but also of 2020. What can people look forward to in this new season of The Cowboy Way?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting season for these guys because as the Cowboy features three cowboys, and it's really not just about them, it's about their families, and we've been able to follow them over these last 5 years as their families have grown, they've had children, as they've gotten married, as they've also furthered their business interests. In season six, as businesses grow, and as you probably know, being in business with your friends can be difficult. And there was a lot of tension between the guys, and they were sort of heading for this friend divorce. And were they really going to be able to continue to do business with each other? In season seven, it's all about reunification. These guys, they sort of fix their problems. They come back together. There's some more additions, and I don't want to do too many spoilers, but there's some additions and births to some of the families. And you really see these guys continue to prosper as friends, prosper as businessmen, and how they continue to navigate through a pretty challenging time, but continue to hit these really great personal and business milestones throughout the season.
Mm-hmm. How are you finding this smart TV set and device world where you are now getting on, having your individual shows get on some of these programming services that are using this distribution, but also using these multi-channel, you should say like mini cable systems on a smart TV set, like a Philo, like a Fubo TV, all of which seem to be so far so good in terms of their operation.
Yeah, well, it's interesting if you track it from a trends perspective, because there was the and I know you've been covering the industry for years. So the cable bundle was a great deal until it wasn't a great deal anymore. So you used to get your first it was probably 50, maybe it was 30, then it was 50 channels, then 100, and so forth. And it used to be a pretty good deal. You'd get all those channels much cheaper than if you bought them by themselves, and your cable bill was maybe it was $30, and then it was $40, And unfortunately, year on year on year, it just kept inching up until eventually especially with the sports packages really driving a lot of that, it just became not a very good deal. So now there are these, OTTs and MVPDs and virtual MVPDs and such that are trying to basically do the same thing, right? They're trying to rebundle, but just do it at a cheaper price, trying to do it with what's called a skinny bundle, so they're going to give you less channels. But as you're starting to see, some of the most popular ones, like a YouTube TV, Hulu Live TV, which are probably two of the biggest right now, they are now increasing their price every month. Every year. So YouTube TV went from $50 to, I think it's now $65 a month. It's challenging to run one of these businesses and offer as many channels as the cable and satellite packages offer, and offer all the live sports and offer all the live news and all the other various popular channels that people will want from their bundles. So it's going to be interesting to see, because I think a lot of those are good deals, kind of like the way cable used to be a big deal. But as they add on, you know, more channels and more services, it very quickly becomes not such a good deal. I think ultimately, if you ask my POV, I think eventually the dust is going to settle and people are going to realize the cable bundle was not such a bad deal. But there's a ton of upstarts right now. I don't know if they're all going to survive, and I think the industry will eventually consolidate around, you know, maybe two or three of these sort of virtual MVPDs that are going over the top.
Well, as we see this whole smart TV environment plan, there's like several levels of this. It's the service like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon. We're now in the mega programming service era with HBO Max, Peacock, et cetera. We may have CBS All Access get into that, then all these individual networks and all these multi-programming or multi-service bundles. In the light of all that, what can people who watch INSP look forward to in terms of original programming this fall?
Yeah, we're in production. Well, obviously, we're pretty excited about next week's launch on our linear channel of season 7 of The Cowboy Way. Another show that I personally am really excited about is season 2 of Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. This is a show that stars Trace Atkins, who is obviously one of the biggest stars in the country music scene, not just biggest as far as fandom, but biggest as far as height, because he's about, I don't know, he's like 6'8", I think, and just a real booming personality. So this is going to be season 2 of that show. It's a cowboy competition show. These are true blue cowboys from across the country. And I say cowboys, but it's a very, very diverse crew of cowboys that are competing for the title. It's male, female, African-American, Latino. We really have a wide swath of cowboys that really represent the full genre base, I guess, of cowboys across the country. And they compete in various tasks, and Trace is the ultimate judge, and we send a contestant home each night. The tasks this year are even bigger and bolder and, frankly, a little bit dangerous. But we are really excited about how the show is shaping up. We're really excited about the cast. It's similar, and I think it just really resonates well with our viewer base, because these are just true blue folks. These are the types of folks that they live next to and that they know well, and the type of prize that they're able to receive. This is life-changing stuff for them. A lot of these guys and girls are living paycheck to paycheck. So this prize that they win on the show, it's really a game changer for them. It's a life changer, I guess I should say, for them. And you can see how hard they're working in all of the tasks to really impress Trace and prove that they're the ultimate cowboy to try and win the prize. So we're pretty excited about that. And we're also sort of putting our foray into doing some original digital content. So we are launching, you can find it online now, we have Coffee with the Cowboy, which is in support of the Cowboy Way. So we have each of our three cowboys that are featured on the Cowboy Way, they are having these Zoom conversations with the who's who of the cowboy world. So this is somewhat stealing a page from my ESPN days, where we had the This Is Sports Center campaign, which the whole conceit of that, and I'm sure you're familiar with that campaign, was that, you know, if you're in the ESPN cafeteria, Trey Wingo might be, you know, making an Arnold Palmer right next to Arnold Palmer himself, or mixing the iced tea and the lemonade together, and Arnold Palmer's telling them how to do it. And the conceit of that was that, you know, this is ESPN is the center of the sports world. Well, INSP, we're the center of the cowboy world. And the cowboys on the Cowboy Way are having these great conversations with, as I said, sort of the who's who of folks that are in this world. So Bubba, which is one of the cowboys from the Cowboy Way, he's having a conversation with Kent Rollins, who is a famous chuck wagon chef. He's been on multiple Food Network shows, and he's a pretty well-renowned author. Cody, another one of our stars of the Cowboy Way, he's having a conversation and a cup of coffee with Joe Beaver, who is a world champion team roper. He's also in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. So this is our first sort of foray into doing some exclusive digital content, sort of short form, more snackable stuff to give our growing fan base, an even deeper insight into these guys, the lives that these guys lead, but also now introducing them to some of their cowboy celebrity-type friends and giving them that opportunity to further peek behind the curtain, so to speak. So a lot of really exciting stuff coming down the pipeline for us that we're really excited about.
INSP is the network we're talking about this first half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. It's available on cable, it's available on satellite, and it's now available as part of multi-channel video packages available through smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And we are talking with Hayes Talbert. He is the Executive Vice President of Marketing at INSP. He joins us live from New Canaan, Connecticut, wonderful city, by the way, and which I went to many years ago when I was involved with Cable World. Doing a story, and Cablevision Magazine. It used to, I think, the home of Century Communications. At one point, it was on the top 10 cable operators in the country, operated by the late Leonard Tow, and also a very good executive named Vern Gallagher, who I interviewed a number of times over the course of the 80s and 90s. Anyway, Haynes is joining us live from there this half hour on Tomorrow We Tell Live. Happy you're aboard as well. 90 edition for you to wrap up your week today on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, also on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If you have a question or comment on our meeting minutes with Haynes, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Another 90 edition is coming your way next Wednesday. We're going to kick it off with Joe Nussbaum. He is the director of the brand new Disney Channel movie that is launching next Friday night called Upside Down Magic. Hearing a lot of good things about it. And then, if you think that televised television can't be done, have we got a situation for you? We'll be introducing you to MidSign. It's a company based here in New York that has just come out with a brand new smart TV device. You attach it to your television set and it allows you to get telehealth from doctors all over the country and nurses available to you through your television set. We'll have an exclusive interview with the Chief Executive Officer of MidSign, Tom Conway. And by the way, it may not be just for telehealth. It may be for other things as well, including video chat with your loved ones. Be sure to tune in this segment. It could be a lifesaver. And finally, TBS has a brand new series launching next week called Lost Resort. We'll speak with executive producer Jessica Sebastian. That's all coming up Wednesday, special 9-day edition, as we wrap up our year 13 of this program. That's next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all at the same time, 3:30 Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised. Is there any insight, Hayes, you can give us on what INSP sees as the long-term programming future? Whether it is more scripted television, whether it is maybe getting into scripted again in a major way. I know that you've been experimenting with movies, original movies that play both on your network and then later or earlier have a limited theatrical release. What can you say about the long-term programming outlook for the network?
Yeah, good question, and you know we're actively working on that. And what I can say is there is we have sort of found a really interesting niche here that is working quite well for us. We're in a very, I would say, enviable position where most of the majority of the cable networks, when you look across the spectrum and you follow the ratings, they are in decline. We have been in a steady ascent for the last 5 years, and we're continuing to increase. So there's a lot of room to grow, and I think a lot of that is driven by the fact that the audience base that we are sort of super serving has really been ignored by most of the other media and entertainment companies. Most media and entertainment companies will tell you that their target audience is that 25 to 45-year-old demographic. And most of them are ignoring sort of that the 60-plus folks. I had somebody in our ad sales group say something very interesting to me. He said, you know, people 60-year-old buy products too, and there's advertisers out there that are looking to talk to them just as much as there's advertisers looking to talk to folks that are 25 to 45. So we have found this great niche of content, you know, with these classic Westerns and Americana and really good family entertainment that's really really become quite popular with this audience. So I think you're going to see a few different things. You'll see more of that. You'll continue to see us finding and running some of the great content. There's stalwarts like Gunsmoke, which will continue to be on on our network and some of the great movies that we continue to acquire that we'll see on our network. But we are continuing to take bigger swings into, as you said, the scripted environment as well. Shows like The Cowboy Way, shows like Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, but also our movies like The Legend of 5 Mile Cave, which has been wildly popular. We also produced The Warrant, which has aired both on our network, but you can also buy it at Amazon.com, which stars Neil McDonough, and it is, you know, it's a great movie. It's a Civil War piece that sort of takes place post-Civil War, and I won't give you a full synopsis on it, but we are continuing to make bigger swings and continuing to get into more originals. It's just an interesting environment for us. We're obviously not part of, or one of the few last independent cable channels that's out there. We're not part of, you know, the big Disney franchise or Fox or CBS. So we just have to be a little bit more disciplined in how we go about it. We have to be more tactical and probably can't take as many big swings as maybe one of the networks within the Disney family can do it. But we're making very good, steady progress, and I think you're going to see a lot more of that in the years to come. And we'll have lots of great news to share with you in the coming months.
Well, one thing before you go that we can talk about, because it was announced by your network a few months ago, is a new series called Wild West Chronicles, which sounds like a semi-scripted series.
Yeah, it's sort of an interesting look in trying to go back and sort of retell some of the great classic Western stories from years ago. And it's got a little bit of talking head to it, so that you're seeing the drama unfold with the characters of the time, but then we sort of pull back the lens and there's a talking head, but it's not a modern day talking head. It's Bat Masterson, who was obviously there and, you know, lived it all and knew everybody. So he's sort of giving you his take and sort of helping to tell the story, but from that perspective of that time, not sort of a modern historian trying to do a look back. We did we released a few episodes that were sort of test pilot episodes, and they did really, really well. So now we're in full production on doing a full run and a full season. They are interesting vignettes in that each one tells a different story. They all tell sort of stories that you'll probably have heard of. Most of them are sort of famous tales, but we're going to give you the really, really is about what actually happened behind those stories. But it's a great sort of anthology type series where the conceit of each show follows the same format, but the characters each time are different. So you can just sort of jump in wherever you want. You don't have to say, well, gosh, I already missed, you know, 4 episodes. I'm totally lost. I don't know what's going on. You can jump in at any time, and because each story will be a little bit different, but it's always going to have different characters each time. It was, again, one of those, you know, big swings for us. We sort of took a risk on it. We sort of put our toe in the water. We got great feedback on it. So we're excited to now roll out season 1 of that show as well.
Mm-hmm. Do we know when the premiere date is set?
We are still working on that. We should be able to hopefully follow up with you in another couple of weeks, but we don't have a set premiere date at this point that I can broadcast, unfortunately, and my apologies.
Yeah, it's amazing that in this era of plentiful TV that we've seen very few announcements about trying to bring out new Western series or rebooting some of the classic Westerns that your network and others cover. Including some anthology shows like Dick Powell's Angry Theater or Frontier or Death Valley Days, one of my favorites growing up. So there's a lot of opportunity out there for a lot of Western. There's fertile ground for Western on television, and maybe somebody out there should be watching and paying attention.
Simon, don't say it too loud. We're hopeful. We have this niche, and we don't want too many people jumping in and piling on too much. So, you know, try and don't broadcast that too loudly. But you're 100% correct, and I think, you know, our tagline, which I think you said in the beginning, is Heroes Live Here, and that is one of the the overarching similarities between all these great Westerns is they always feature these great historic heroes that are sort of, you know, the salt of the earth, the guy who does right in the face of wrong, who just is brave and is strong. And I think it probably resonates now more than ever, where we're really looking for strong leadership, and there's a lot of folks are really looking for those heroes to come in and lead the day and lead the way. So there is a great timeliness in Westerns that I think really, really does resonate, and we are going to continue to lean into it. It's proven very popular, and I'm hopeful, you know, we can keep our niche going before, you know, the big boys jump in and add more competition.
INST is available on cable and satellite all over the place. It's also now part of multi-channel video packages available through smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And the Cowboy Way starts its newest season next Wednesday. That's July 29th, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on INSP. Remember to check your local info where the network is available in the area on cable and satellite or through various multi-channel packs and on smart TV sets and smart TV devices near you. For more details about the network online, www.insp.com. That's www.insp.com. The Cowboy Way, new season next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Haynes Tower, Executive Vice President of Marketing at INSP, thank you again for joining us. It's been a pleasure all the way. Good luck with your network on what's coming up this fall and beyond, and let's have you back again or your producers back again as soon as possible.
Thank you, Simon. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome, Haynes. Have a super weekend.
You too. Take care.
Haynes Tomber from INSP joining us live from New Canaan, Connecticut. Coming up in our next hour, two fast risers in the world of smart TV delivered programming services. First up, Cinedigm, the president of their network division, Erica Pecker, joins us live from Los Angeles after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio in the galaxy, www.blogtalkradio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, all together serving more than 45 million listeners around the world every month and growing. And don't forget, TuneIn Radio is your home for the coronavirus news channel. Stay in tune with what is going on all over the world with this pandemic, with all sorts of original reporting, plus podcasts and much, much more. The Coronavirus News Channel, 24/7, TuneIn Radio at TuneIn.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow We Tell Live on this Friday, the 24th of July, 2020. Tom Appleton with you live from New York. Happy to have you aboard for more of the program All About the Two. If you have a question or comment for upcoming guests, make the call 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04. And coming up later this half hour, we will have our newest classic trivia question winner, our third weekly winner in a row. For the rest of our program, we're going to showcase not one, but two organizations that have really proven themselves in the fast-growing world of smart TV set and device delivered plumbing services. Coming up at the top of the hour, Jukin Media. But right now, Cinedigm. It has a variety of networks already running on smart TV sets and smart devices. And coming up over the next few months, they have two very big projects coming away that we will be talking about, including a long-awaited women's network and a multicultural network. Joining us live from Los Angeles and Air Radio Exclusive, the president of Cinedigm Networks, Eric Opecka. Eric, it's great to have you along.
Hey, thank you for having me today. It's great to be here.
It is a pleasure. Before we get to exactly what your company is doing, why do you think we are seeing so many, in the face of this pandemic, we are seeing so many new services launch, including some from your company, on smart TV sets and smart devices? Why do you think we are seeing this surge?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. And this trend was already in full swing before COVID. And I think, you know, COVID has, you know, hastened and accelerated some of the launches here that we're seeing. But I think the trend really goes deeper to, you know, what we're seeing as a broad shift from pay services and broadcast services to OTT delivered services. Smart TVs, you know, frankly, weren't that smart just a few years ago. They were underpowered. You had to buy a separate box to really get a full experience. You'd have to buy a Roku or something connected to the TV. Today, these smart TVs have very fast chipsets, and the software has gotten really great. I just got a new Android TV the other day, and the experience is fantastic. It's very snappy and has every app you could want on a smart TV. But what's really driving a lot of the adoption is baked into the software at the, you know, at a level deeper than has ever been done before are linear channels and apps that you can access literally by channeling up and down on the remote or, you know, are one button away. And we think this has been really transformative in, you know, as people replace their old dumb TVs or first generation smart TVs with these new sets, they're you know, getting access to a whole new world of programming that they probably didn't even know existed. And with, you know, more than 260 million of these smart TVs shipping annually, with nearly, you know, 50 million of these in the U.S., you have, you know, 1.5 Comcasts a year coming online in terms of a new install base. So we think that's really driving a lot of the adoption. We're really excited about that.
And something else that also seems to be driving things also is the inclusion of artificial intelligence-powered voice services, where now you can have Siri or Google Assistant or Alexa inside the television set, inside the smart TV device that allows you to control the set with your voice, as well as remote control. And that allows for interactivity in terms of ordering products and services. It may allow for interactive content, interactive advertising, as well as the ability to control other things in your home from the microwave oven to the front door.
Yeah, no, we definitely think, you know, the new ways of interacting are leading to a rapid increase of discovery of services. You know, being able in a natural language way to ask your TV to show you what's new, show you content in specific verticals like, you know, horror or sci-fi or, you know, family content is really a game changer. And being able to launch and add things to your playlist, find out what's new on channels and things you subscribe to, it really has turned the TV into, you know, what we're thinking as the next big battleground of the OTT environment. You know, we're just really seeing that level of discovery and interactivity broadly across every major device category now.
You have two networks that you announced in recent weeks that look like they will be game changers for not just your company, but also for the TV field overall. The first one was one that I believe you announced in a press release 2 years ago, that is a new network aimed at women. It's now called MyTon. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, one of our philosophies has always been, you know, taking a look at what's working in the legacy cable space and finding a way to deliver that for free to consumers so they don't have to pay a cable subscription. And one area that we really saw was underserved, but in high demand was in women's content. You know, I think you look at the ratings and power of channels like Lifetime and the Hallmark Channel and others. We thought that there would be a great opportunity to create a free OTT ad-supported version of that network. So hence MyTime is born. And so the network really, you know, and on that front, you know, we think over time, much like MyTime and others, there's going to be a strong base of channels that are broadly available for free that comes with your TV or whatever device you purchase and is going to have the programming that you want to watch when you want to watch it. And if you want to, you know, if you want to watch it linear and lean back on a weeknight, we're going to have, you know, thousands of movies and shows to entertain you. If you want to, maybe you don't like what's on and you click into the program guide and find another movie that we had on earlier that you can start watching. Well, we think that's, you know, that's the kind of evolution in user interfaces that are really going to lead to, you know, a great consumer experience and the ability for consumers to find more of what they want to watch. So we're really excited about that.
And yet what is making this more exciting is that there's going to be, from what I understand, a lot of original content and content that might be commissioned especially for this service, which is something very unique for what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, if you kind of look at what we're doing, it's like cable TV, basic cable in the late 70s, where, you know, it's mostly today, it's mostly catalog programming, you know, library movies, you know, older TV shows and things. But once the base of users got big enough, it could support the economics could support the development of original series of exclusive movies. So I think what you're going to see over the next, you know, 12 to 18 months is an emergence of original programming. Some of these channels already have them, by the way. So we think, you know, the time is now to really start to bring exclusive and original movies. So with My Time, you know, that's going to be from day one, we're going to have original movies and exclusive shows on the channel from launch going forward. And I think that's, you know, most of the linear channels to date have, you know, are not, you know, do not carry original programming or carry it in a limited way. But, you know, we think the audience has gotten big enough and the ad dollars are there to support it now, which is very exciting because I think as this business gets bigger and more ad dollars shift from, you know, from basic cable into streaming, we'll be able to support the diverse array of original programming that people have come to expect from their television channels.
Are you hearing from a lot of women and women of color who have either launched production companies or now are starting to get programming development deals saying, hey, I hear about your network. I'd like to do a show for you, whether it's a scripted show, an unscripted show, a movie, a special. Since you've announced the network, what kind of feedback are you getting in terms of people who want to create programming for you?
Well, you know, we've had a tremendous outpouring of enthusiasm for what we're trying to do between My Time and our other new channel initiative that we announced with 2114 Media focusing on a multicultural audience. We've captured the imagination of a lot of producers who, you know, frankly, have been struggling to get, you know, get their shows on the air. I think I saw a statistic that, you know, only 15% of theatrical films are directed by people of color, even though they represent half of the audience. So there's just not enough shows and movies on TV today that reflect their lives and their experiences and their audiences. So, you know, we're excited to make that a priority and the core mission of some of our channels and services. So that's really attracted a wellspring of filmmakers, producers, and other companies that you know, have concepts. And we've been looking through that and evaluating some of those opportunities. And we think, you know, there are some really amazing stories and concepts that you know, could be viable for our networks. So we're really excited about that.
And we're going to talk more about that multicultural service and when it's going to be launching coming up in the next few minutes. We are speaking with Eric Opeka. He is the head of Slid Down Networks. They have a lot of networks already available on smart TV sets and smart devices with quite a few more to come. We're going to talk about more of those as we go forward this half hour. Tom Knapp, I'm with you live from New York. Eric is joining us live from Los Angeles. And wherever you are, we're delighted you're tuning in this Friday to the program All About Television. We invite you to be interactive with both of us. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. A week from Monday, we will kick off our 14th year on the air, and we already have a guest for our anniversary episode. Joining us live will be the commissioner of the New York City Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment, Anne Del Castillo. It will be one of our first interviews since the start of this week, when phase four of the reopening of NYC got going, which means TV production can resume. Anne Del Castillo, the commissioner of the Mayor's Office of Media Entertainment here in the Big Apple, live with us when we start year 14 of Tsunami Televised exclusively. That's a week from Monday, August 3rd, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. I promise you, you will not want to miss this one. And I think a lot of people will be listening, especially people who want to get New York City production back and booming. So tell us more about this multicultural network, Eric, that was announced a couple of weeks ago. Who's 21 Media? And again, what kind of programming do you see popping up?
Yeah, so we partnered with 2114 Media, and that's headed by Quincy Newell. Quincy is one of the preeminent producers of multicultural content He was he headed up and was the GM of Code Black, the top label for Lionsgate that produced that content and produced, you know, dozens of features that have generated hundreds of millions of dollars at the box office, working with people like T.D. Jakes and Kevin Hart. He's produced, you know, countless comedy specials focused on the African American community, and you know, he's just extremely well regarded. We've always wanted to work with him. And so, you know, this has been a real opportunity to, you know, to launch a network that's really focused on, you know, showcasing voices and stories for audiences that don't have them represented well enough today on broadcast and cable television networks. So, you know, it's a entertainment network. It's going to be focused on feature film and original television series. We're, you know, the channel we're currently working on securing a well-known brand partner for the channel. So stay tuned for more information on that front. So the channel is yet to be named, but that there should be some great news on that soon. You know, love to talk about that when that happens. But, you know, we think overall the reception so far has been fantastic. You know, the development slate is really starting to come to fruition. We're pushing to try to get the network launched this year as quickly as possible. The distributors out there are very excited. This is something that is well needed, especially in the OTT space. And the idea of providing, you know, this audience with original shows and movies out of the gate is just being very well received right now.
Yeah. So it sounds like both My Time and this network are going to be up and running by the end of the year, correct?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, we think, we're currently hashing out the programming lineup. And so we'll be making, you know, announcements between now and as we progress to the end of the year about programming deals and announcements and the initial carriage that we'll be at. But, you know, our focus is going to target on the very large footprint that Cinedigm already has in place among smart TV manufacturers, set-top box devices, and both virtual and traditional cable systems that are out there. So, you know, these channels are going to be broadly available, and more importantly, they'll be free for users to consume.
Erica, one of the things that you're going to be dealing with both these networks, I'm sure also with some of the other ones you already have on, is representation. How do you balance trying to serve all sorts of constituencies? In the case of people of color, or women of color, there's African Americans, there's Latinos, there is Asian Americans, Native Americans, Indigenous, plus you also have the gay and lesbian community. You have the transgender community. You have the deaf and hard of hearing community, et cetera, et cetera, the disability community. And it seems that there is a groundswell of interest now in this era of plentiful TV to make sure that they're all represented. So when they see something like the services you're about to you're launching, it's like everybody wants to have a piece of this.
Well, you know, that's a great question. You know, and I think the original, you know, one of the original theme, the original benefits of cable television was the idea of narrowcasting, where finally, you know, coming from an era where broadcast had to be content had to be broadly appealing to everyone, which in turn, you know, really missed a lot of audiences that, you know, were not represented. You know, the dream with cable was that, you know, now it's narrow casting. You can focus on niche audiences. I think what has happened though over the years with media consolidation and the chase for ratings is everybody had to get bigger and the audiences had to get bigger. So we had channels that started out as niche channels focused on the arts or, you know, women or other segments that had to go broad. And so the beauty of OTT and streaming is that, you know, we've eliminated a lot of the costs and infrastructure difficulties and challenges of launching television, you know, ostensibly television networks. So because of that and the lower operating costs and the scrappier nature of our business, we can serve those audiences that have been forgotten by the traditional pay television system and reach big enough audiences, not just domestically but globally, that will enable us to still generate enough revenue to support you know, a broad array of programming. So I think just the nature of, you know, of broad distribution, of lower operating costs, and you know, efficient entrepreneurial tactics is going to allow us to serve that those broad array. And if you go on to some of these services like a Pluto or Xumo or Samsung TV Plus, or, you know, or on Redbox and others, you'll find just what we're talking about here, a diverse array of programming that's, you know, that's meeting all kinds of audience needs. So it's really, I think, a game changer for what you're talking about.
We're speaking with Eric Opetkun. He is the network's president of Cinedigm, one of the fast-rising players in the world of providing programming services and smart TV sets to smart TV devices. He joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tom Abbott, I'm with you live from New York. Thanks for joining this Friday. If you have a question or comment for Eric in our remaining moments, well, make that call, go 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple0418. Coming up by the top of the hour, we have our newest classic trivia question winner. We'll let you know who that is, and we'll give you the answer to our question that we've been posing all week long. Eric, aside from these two services, what are some other services that Cinedigm is working on?
Sure. So, you know, I think we're now up to about 20 channels that we operate. We're in a wide array, you know, talking back to this idea of, you know, diversity. We have a diverse array of genres and spaces that we cover. We operate a family network called the Dove Channel, which is really all about celebrating movies and shows that families can watch together. All of our films on the channel are screened for family safety and co-viewing by the Dove Foundation, one of the top rating companies in the nation. And so, you know, we've been operating that since 2015. It's highly popular, and now it's available as a linear network on smart TVs. We also operate a service called ConTV. ConTV has two channels. ConTV, the mothership channel, is really a virtual Comic-Con at home. It's a celebration of genre movies, action, horror, sci-fi, fantasy, on top of you know, programming that was produced at Comic-Con and events around the country. So that's also available as a 24/7 channel. And our users of those channels can also download a companion app where they can read thousands of comics that we have from all the major independent comic publishers. So we have, you know, free titles for our viewers from, you know, on brands like Star Trek, Star Wars, Ghostbusters, Jurassic Park. So it's really a fun experience that transcends just watching. You can also dive in to the app and enjoy comics, digital comics at home as well. And then, you know, another channel that we've been having a lot of success with is Docurama. This is a feature-length documentary network we launched just a couple of years ago that's having a tremendous amount of success. That channel focuses on, you know, real-life stories. You know, our motto there is everything else is pure fiction, and our focus is on bringing these true stories to life. And then most recently, and our most popular channel now has quickly become the Bob Ross channel. So we launched a channel just a couple months ago featuring the entire run and work of the late and famed painter Bob Ross, which has become a real popular channel and destination for people looking for you know, a respite from, you know, what ails them during the COVID crisis. It's very calming, relaxing, watching Bob paint those happy little trees. So among all of these channels, we we're going to be launching at least 1 to 2 additional channels every quarter. And we're really excited about bringing all of these and more to users for free.
Before you go, any possibility that down the road interactivity might be something you do, interactive content or maybe working with interactive advertising or the ability to order products and services while you're watching a program?
You know, we've been actually working on some prototypes with the channels. You know, we can do interactivity today within apps, but the last mile is figuring out how to get interactivity tied in with linear. So we have our technology team is great. They've been developing some new interfaces to allow people to interact with an app along that's tied right into the show. So we're looking into that. Some interactivity with some game shows and other things we have under development. But we totally agree with the premise that, the future of television doesn't have to look like just a digital version of television in the past. It needs to evolve, and we think interactivity, voice control, and these other things, we support all of these deeply, and we're definitely going to be adding more capabilities like that in the future.
If you want to know more about Cinedigm and the variety of programming services that currently offers smart TV sets and smart TV device viewers, or services coming up like MyTime and the Multicultural Service will be coming up over the course of the rest of this year, here's where you go online, Cinedigm.com. That's C-I-N-E-D-I-G-M, Cinedigm.com. And we will be following what's going on with MyTime and this Multicultural Service as soon as we get premiere dates. We would love to have the people running the individual networks, Eric, and also maybe get as well a content maker from each of these services to come on the program when we're able to do that. Eric, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a great pleasure to finally highlight your company on our program, and I hope we do a lot more in the days and months ahead.
Thank you so much for having us on the show today, and we look forward to sharing more with you down the road. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Eric. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Eric Opeka, president of Cinedigm Networks, joining us live from Los Angeles. Our Classic Trivia Question segment coming your way, but first, some words to fine folks. Our sponsor, Audible.com. Have you heard that one of the best-selling books of recent months, Where the Crawdads Sing, is becoming a movie? That's right. But if you don't want to wait for the movie to come out, and you haven't read Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, how about hearing it in a great audiobook version? And you can right now through a trial run with Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any devices or whatever you're hearing us on right now, on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio. All you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. Get one free audiobook. Also, for a limited time only, you get health and wellness material and more. All on your one-month trial. And remember, you get great customer service, too, from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So how about making this weekend the time that you or someone you love, check out Audible.com and hear for yourself how it can transform the way you hear the world. It makes a great gift for any time of the year. So let us start now. Audibletrial.com/televised. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week. I'm happy to tell you that for the third week in a row, we have a winner. It's Peter Rubin of Rockland, New York. That's in Long Island. And he has the correct answer. The question we brought you at the top of the week, what 1995 television series was adapted from a John Grisham novel? The answer, The Client on CBS. It starred Jo Beth Williams, John Hurt, and yes, from Alice Polly Holiday. That's right, Flo herself was also in the show. It was adapted not only from a John Grisham novel, but from the movie version of The Client starring Susan Sarandon that came out the previous year. So The Client is our correct answer, and thanks again to Peter Rubin of Roslyn, New York, for supplying it earlier today. And what he did, he had this unusual request. As you know, we had a prize attached, actually two prize attached for getting the correct answer to this particular question. One is the brand new Discovery Real Life sticker book on all things ocean, tying in with chocolate and other things, one foreign stickers, and the TED original book, How We'll Live on Mars by Stephen Petranek. Well, in a very unusual request, Peter decided, nope, don't want to take the prizes. I'll let somebody else do that. So, Peter, we appreciate your request, and we bow to it. So what we're going to do is we're going to offer the very same prizes. Next week, we have a brand new classic trivia question for you. So once again, congratulations to Peter Rubin of Roslyn, Long Island, New York, for being our third weekly classic trivia question winner in a row. Can we make it four in a row? Find out on Monday. We'll pose a brand new question at that time. Again, we're going to offer as prizes the Discovery Real Life Sticker Book, Ocean Oriented, and the TED Original, How We'll Live on Mars book by Stephen Alpertrenin. And if you know the answer once we give you the question, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's what Peter Rubin did. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, you enclose your name and your full mailing address so that we can get the prizes to you as soon as possible. If we don't get a winner by the end of Monday, we'll post the question tomorrow, that's following morning, that's Tuesday, on Facebook and on Twitter. Simon Applebaum on Facebook and on Twitter at my handle, UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to do what Peter Rubin did from Roslyn, New York. You got to be in all the way. So do so, and all the very best. And by the way, if you've won before, please let somebody else win. The more, the merrier. Coming up in our next half hour, we've got a couple of mileposts for you. But first, another company that is on the fast-rising move in terms of providing plumbing services, smart TV sets, and smart devices called Jukin Media. We will speak with the founder and chief executive of that company, Jonathan Scogmo, and we'll talk to him about a brand-new service they just launched called WeatherSpy. That's all coming up after the top of the hour. But first, we pause for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tuneinradio.com. Together, serving over 45 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Another BTR speaker, you're home for the Cricket Show with your host, Ivor Henry. It's quite unusual. It's everything from music, sports, entertainment, gospel, and a whole lot more. Check out the Cricket Show tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. The Cricket Show with Ivor Henry right here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And remember, that's BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the final half hour of Tomorrow to Televised for this Friday, July 24th, 2020. And what are those of you just joining us at the top of the hour? Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. 75 degrees at the top of the hour. It's been on and off rain all day. This is probably the lowest degrees in terms of an afternoon in quite a while. We're expecting a pretty nice weekend, although on Sunday we may start a brand new heat wave. We'll have to wait and see. Happy to have you aboard. If you have a question or comment for our final guest of the day, ring it in, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Numbers in anywhere you're catching us, across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio. Chat room is still open for business. SimonApple04 by name. It's over at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, you can still hook others onto our program and the conversation with Facebook Timeline. Click on that Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or Speaker screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you and with us. On our last half hour, we showcased Cinedigm, one of two fast-rising players in this world of programming services, creating them and distributing them through smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Now, we bring you our second player. It's called Jukin Media. It's been around for several years, and they have a very interesting approach to how they create plumbing services. They are all user-generated, and that includes their latest service that launched earlier this month, called WeatherSpy. Joining us live again from Los Angeles and Air Radio Exclusive, the founder and chief executive of Jukin Media, Jonathan Scogmo. Jonathan, thanks for coming aboard.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'll start with the same way I asked Erica Peckup Cinedigm. Why do you think we are seeing, in the face of this pandemic, so many more programming services getting distributed on smart TV sets and smart TV devices through facilities like yours?
Well, I think it's just kind of the nature of the world that we're living in today. I think cord cutting is definitely accelerating that. I think the way that we're viewing content is much different than we did 20 or so years ago. And so we hope to be on the forefront of the way how people are consuming media.
And you're doing the consuming in a very interesting way, because all the services you have introduced up to this point are all about user-generated content. Why have you taken that course?
Yeah, so for us, digital media, our company, Jukin Media, was based on the backs of being a digital-first media company. Everything that we do is powered by user-generated content. And the reason for that is I think people really undervalued this content. In my background, I used to produce, and we still do, but I used to produce a handful of clip shows. And I really saw the evolution of user-generated content from a very analog world where my job was actually going to the P.O. box every day and picking up VHS tapes from some of these derivative versions of America's Funniest Home Videos. So I was in that analog world to then seeing it transform into a digital world. And again, the way that we consume content has changed rapidly in the last 15 years or so. And so I think this content was always undervalued, but you did see, particularly in the last few years, user-generated content becoming more mainstream. This content is real. It's authentic. You can't remanufacture some of these moments. Everything's organic. And just about every social platform is just filled with user-generated content. So there's so much consumption and there's so much creation. And so we built a media company that's powered by these really great assets that everyday people are creating.
How has the production values of user-generated content expanded over the years as you decided to create programming services out of them?
So the production value, it's certainly easier and cheaper before to create really great-looking content, content that is HD. You can do that on your mobile device. So a lot of our content comes from mobile. A lot of our content also comes from GoPros. They come from Nest cameras. They come from drones. And so it's easier than ever for this content creation, and it actually looks better than ever.
So before we get into WeatherSpy, your latest service, and probably your most unique one today, talk about the ones that you currently have on Smart TV. I believe there's like three or four of them that you currently, before WeatherSpy, you have on.
Yeah, so our approach to OTT and CTV is that we've had these really big content brands that were mostly social distributed. So we were pretty big on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, one of the largest players on those platforms, one of the largest publishers in the world today. We do about, on social, about 3.5 billion views per month. We have about 250 million fans. And so about 3 years ago, we realized the opportunity in OTT and CTV. We thought, how can we extend our programming efforts to these new platforms? And so those brands that we have are called Pet Collective, which is our pet vertical. We have People Are Awesome, which is our ordinary people doing extraordinary things, our inspirational vertical. And then we have Fail Army, our comedy vertical.
So now that brings us to WeatherSpy, which is probably the most unique venture you've done before. And when I first heard about this, it reminded me of what the Weather Channel did way back when in an effort to broaden their audience, they would not only have their forecasts and their ongoing weather features in the course of an hour, but they would also do half-hour shows like Storm Stories and other half-hour shows dealing with extreme weather. And it looks like you've taken that several steps beyond with this service.
Yeah, it's particularly unique for us because it's different, because we don't have a social following like we do with our other brands. We don't have any brand equity. So this is an original property where we looked at the market, we looked at the verticals and categories, we thought, you know, what needs to be changing. And certainly I think traditional weather channels today, they're kind of stale, they're kind of boring. And we wanted to reinvent the Weather Channel. We wanted to launch for a new millennial audience. And so we thought it was a perfect opportunity to get into the space.
Mm-hmm. So talk about how the channel works. I believe there's four live weather updates each hour. And then what kind of programming fills the hour or fills the day?
Yeah, so a lot of our content comes from these really great assets. And so we're programming those into shows. And those shows are original shows and little programming that we are creating. And also we're bringing in some third-party library to the platform as well, third-party content.
We are speaking with Jonathan Scugmo. He is the president, or I should say the chief executive officer and founder of Jukin Media, one of the fast-growing, like Cinedigm, as we mentioned last half hour, one of the fast-growing participants in this programming service movement available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And WeatherSpy is their newest service that launched earlier this month. And Jonathan joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tom Abelbaum back with you here in New York, 75 degrees at the top of the hour here on this Friday afternoon of Tomorrow Will Be Televised, the program all about the tube. If you have a question or a comment for Jonathan, don't be shy. Make your move and dial in 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, DiamondApple04 by name. Next week, we will complete our 13th year on the air. It is hard to believe we've been around since 2007. And we have a very exciting lineup of guests coming your way with three episodes, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Coming up next Monday, our lead guest will be the breakout star of the brand new series on Starz, P-Valley. It's on this Sunday night, by the way. Brandi Evans will join us. Many people are counting her performance with a breakout performance of the year. And P-Valley, which was put together by first-time TV showrunner Katori Hall, very popular playwright, by the way, the first effort in the world of television. A lot of people are calling the series not only one of the summer's best scripted shows, one of the year's best as well. Brandi Evans, star of P-Valley, joining us live exclusive this coming Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. What's going to be really viewer reaction to Weather Spy?
It's been great. It's been exceeding expectations right now. So we're super excited about it and super excited to continue investing in that programming.
By the way, when you determine what programming, whether it's user-generated or from a third-party company, goes on a network like WeatherSpy, what kind of a process do you do to make sure that people can see it? There's nothing that people could be controversial about, that kind of thing. I mean, to make sure that the quality of the program is solid.
Well, we're always doing testing. And so we're always testing our programming in front of our audience. And I think the advantage for us to be, as I mentioned, socially distributed, we can test that our programming at low cost in front of our audience and get instant feedback. And based on that feedback, we'll make tweaks and iterate the programming that we can then further invest and create longer programming for OTT. So I think it's pretty crucial for us to have this social following where we could easily test in front of our audience.
Mm-hmm. By the way, what are some of the original series that WeatherSpy has, and what kind of subject matter does it cover?
The subject matter covers everything. So it's not just weather, I would say your traditional kind of weather programming. It's a lot of weather adjacent. It's travel. It's about climate change. It's about destination. So it's really about experiencing, I think, everything there is to experience on the planet and in nature. And the content will really dive into different layers of that adjacent kind of weather programming.
Well, incidentally, when you launch these networks, does a surge of interest from user-generated creators, do you find like there's this big explosion of, I heard you on the air, now I want to share my videos with you and your services?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there's just so much content creation being in the world right now. I think 500 hours alone is uploaded to YouTube every single minute. And as you know, YouTube's not the only platform in town anymore. Over the last 4 months, 6 months, you've seen a huge surge in TikTok creation and TikTok consumption. I think that's going to be the number one video platform. That's going to beat out YouTube in the next few months. So there's just so much content being created every any given moment. And we've built some really, really amazing technology to help us kind of sort through these videos that these everyday people are creating. We're using some of the public APIs that these platforms have, and we've essentially built a giant filter on the internet that's filtering out videos that we know we never acquire. And kind of based on that filter, we will then put
We just lost Jonathan. Jonathan, we just lost you. If you just call back, we'll get you back on the air, 646-652-2906. At 646-652-2906. Jonathan, give us a call back. We'll get you back on the air as soon as I see that you're ready to go. I have to say, what Jukin Media is doing is really unique, you know, focusing on user-generated content to form its programming services. And from what I hear, WeatherSpy is off the races. And as soon as Jonathan comes back, I want to ask him about future service and so forth. Also, Jukin Media last year or the year before was involved in the Interactive Ad Bureau's Digital Content News Fund. They were not involved this year. And I'd love to know what happened and whether there might be an opportunity next year to come back. So once again, Jonathan, if you can hear us, give us a call back, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see that you're ready to go again, we will get you back on. In the meantime, as I mentioned just a couple of moments ago, next week we will be wrapping up our 13th year of Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And we're very excited about the people we've lined up so far, like Brandi Evans, the star of P-Valley. We have a 90-minute episode coming your way next Wednesday. We'll kick it off with Phil Nussbaum. He is the director of the brand-new Disney Channel movie premiering this next Friday called Upside Down Magic. And I think it's going to be really, really super. So we're going to have him. We're going to have Tom Conroy. He is the chief executive of the mid-size New York company that's come up with a brand new smart TV product that when you attach your TV set, you can get telehealth services from anywhere in the country and maybe a whole lot more. Finally, we'll have from the brand new TBS Unscripted series, Lost Resort, executive producer Jessica Sebastian. That's all coming up next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right here on Tarabi Televised. Let's see if Jonathan is back with us. Jonathan, are you back there?
Yeah, sorry, Simon. I was sitting outside and the phone overheated.
Okay, I totally understand. In terms of, by the way, are you finding because of what you're doing that you're getting user-generated producers that are now supplying content for you on a regular basis?
Yeah, so we definitely get some of that, but I think really the magic in a lot of this content is that it's kind of done by accidental content creators. It's kind of that lightning in the bottle, which really makes these kind of videos really unique. It's kind of those moments that are never seen before that are just happen to be captured on film. That's probably a majority of our content, but we are getting a lot more videos from people who are creating it themselves as we expand in different verticals. And so it's really exciting to see the content that we have coming in. And I'm really proud that we've created this marketplace and we created this platform for content creators. As of today, as of date, we've paid over $25 million in royalties to video owners.
Wow. How are you doing in terms of smart TV distribution? Are you not only starting to get on not just only the individual smart sets and devices, but also on these multi-channel platforms like a Stir, like a Pluto TV, and so forth, or even on a mega programming service like Peacock, which I understand is very interested in these virtual channel ideas?
Yeah, I think we're on a dozen or so platforms. We are on Peacock. I think we were one of the first channels to launch on Pluto 4 or 5 years ago when that first launched. And so I'm really proud that we've been an early adopter to the space, and we continue. And we hope to be on a lot more of these platforms. So we're also on Zumo. We were one of the first ones there. We're on Samsung Plus. I think a dozen in total.
A year or two ago, you were part of the Interactive Ad Bureau's Digital Content News Front, Jonathan. You weren't there this year. Neither was Cinedigm, the company that we profiled in our last half hour. And it was very interesting to me in watching the new fronts that were virtual this year that a lot of the new players doing smart programming services on smart TV sets and smart devices were not involved with this. I was curious, did your company have the opportunity to be part of this year's new fronts? And if so, what happened?
I think we definitely, we had the opportunity. We decided not to do it this year. Obviously, we're living in unusual times, unprecedented times. And I think the real value that we get from the new fronts is being in the room, feeling the energy of the people in the room. That's really, I think, the value that we get from it. I think you don't get some of that magic in a remote virtual setting. And I think the benefit for us is being in the room with clients, potential advertisers. That's the real kind of benefit from us. And knowing that it was virtual this year, we decided not to do it.
You know, a number of years ago, Jonathan, one of the issues that advertisers brought up, especially with YouTube, was brand safety, the concern that, you know, my ad is going to play near a controversial video, especially a controversial user-generated video that may have some I would say to put it mildly, because we're a family-friendly show, tough material to get through. How do you deal with advertisers who might have a user-generated bias, and has WeatherSpy helped in terms of perhaps encouraging maybe advertisers who wouldn't be with you before to join you, at least for that service?
Well, that's a really great and interesting topic. Brand safety is definitely a concern among advertisers. It's a very hot and controversial topic right now between all the platforms. They're always dealing with it. I touched on this briefly as I talked about the evolution of generating content evolve over time. 5 years ago, we weren't talking to any brands or advertisers to license content for them for TV campaigns or digital campaigns. Today, we've done over, I think, 2,000-something campaigns working with brands and advertisers. Our business has surged in the last 4 months on the brand and advertising licensing side. So any type of – right now there's limited production. And so we have this really great library that we're updating on a daily basis. But we've been able to serve brands for content during this time when they can't get in production, and particularly content around We Are In This Together type campaigns. And so that side of the business has really spiked over the last few months. And, you know, knowing that the content for us, our content is hand-curated. So it's been you know, verified by someone on our team. The content is sourced. It's clear. The people in the videos are cleared. So we've done all that work, and that's how we get past the brand safety content.
Yeah. Talk about where you see Jukin going in terms of new services. Anything you can talk about in terms of what you might launch this fall, early next year, throughout 2021?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah. What do you see is any new services beyond WeatherSpy you can talk about that will launch from Jukin the rest of this year or during 2021?
Yeah, I wouldn't say any new services, but we're really excited about some of the programming that we're in production on. Some new programming, it evolves around it always stems from user-generated content, but it goes one step further than that. And so I'm excited to launch that later on this year. That will be on our social channels and our linear channels as well.
Do you see at some point a move into A, user-generated scripted television, and B, interactive television?
I think absolutely. I think you're going to see a lot more content that is stemming from user-generated content. Again, as technology continues to evolve, technology continues to get better on these, you know, devices. It seems just to get smaller and smaller. It's really amazing. I mean, I think you're even seeing movies, feature-length movies that are shot on iPhones. So the technology is there, and you're going to see a lot more user-generated content incorporated into programming, certainly our programming. And as far as interactivity, I think you're definitely going to see a lot more interactivity with your second screen, with your mobile device. I think there's going to be a lot of interactive shopping, interactive e-commerce experiences, a lot more polls and surveys. I think you're going to be able to engage with this content a lot better through interactivity.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something, a lot of it may be on the television set, not just on the mobile phone, because we're starting to see with artificial intelligence being built into these TV sets and these devices from Roku to Amazon Fire TV and so on, whether it's Google Assistant, Alexa, Siri, et cetera, the ability to order products and services using your voice while watching the TV program and not having to use another device could very well be in play here. The name of the service
absolutely.
That Jukin Media just absolutely you got it. The name of the service that Jukin Media has just launched this month is called WeatherSpy. And if you want more details about the service, which runs 24/7 on various smart TV sets and smart devices, here's where you go online: www.weatherspy.tv. That's www.weatherspy.tv. And for news about all the various Jukin Media projects, here's where you go, www.jukinmedia.com. That's www.jukinmedia.com. And again for WeatherSpy, www.weatherspy.tv. TV. Jonathan Scobo, founder and chief executive officer of Tukin Media, thank you again for joining us. It's been a pleasure all the way. Get in touch on your new services and products, and hopefully we will have you and some of your fellow creators back pretty soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Be safe and healthy.
You're very welcome, John. Absolutely. You too. Stay well and safe. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Jonathan Scottmo, the founder and chief executive officer of Jukin Media, joining us live from Los Angeles. Before we wrap the week up, two mileposts, one about an arrival and one about a departure. On the arrival side, in case you haven't heard, Crown Media Family Networks, the folks behind the Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movie Mysteries, and Hallmark Drama, have a brand new chief. Her name is Wanya Lucas. She has had a great track record in the world of television media, everything from being a key executive at Discovery Communications, formerly head of TV1, more recently involved with public radio in the Atlanta area. I have known her for a long time personally. It's great to see her get this role. I think it'll be very interesting to watch how she works with Crown Media and whether or not we will see some very interesting developments with diversity at Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and Hallmark Drama, including bringing on new television series, which is something that Hallmark Channel has not done over the last half decade. I want you to know that we have made contact with Crown Media's public relations team. Wanda starts her role on August 10th. She is not doing interviews at the moment, but once she does get cleared, getting the lay of the land, we hope to have her on this program as soon as possible. On the flip side of the coin, tonight, one of the great pioneers of sports talk radio here in the New York area and nationally is calling it finally a day, Mike Francesa. In case you didn't hear, last night on his nightly radio program, it was about a half hour, he announced that tonight would be his final program. After more than 30 years, both with his longtime partner, Chris Russo, Mike and the Mad Dog, as well as on his own over the last decade or so, Mike Francesa is finally leaving the media scene. Some of you may also know that for many years, Francesa was a fixture on Sunday morning syndicated radio with his multi-hour program, the NFL Now, then later on, Mike Francesa's Football Sunday. Plus, here in New York, he was also the host for many years of Mike's On, the Francesa Sports Final. It was on late Sunday night on WNBC-TV here in New York. Mike has had a fantastic career. Also, for many years, he was involved with CBS Sports, on and off camera, covering the world of college sports, especially college basketball, one of the great experts in that field. He has had a great, great career. He has decided to call it finally a day. I know 3 years ago it looked like he was going to. Then when FAN was having issue trouble with some of their new personalities, he was brought back on solo. But this looks like it's it. And no matter what, I wish him and his family and all his many, many followers the very, very best. He was one of the great pioneers in sports talk radio here in New York and around the country, and his voice will be missed very, very much. Mike, you deserve whatever you have coming your way in years to come, and I hope it's a very bountiful and very successful one with you and your family. So once again, Wanda Lucas is joining in with Crown Media Family Network as its new chief executive, and Mike Francesa is taking his leave of the sports talk radio scene later today. I want to thank all of our guests for being here and all of you for tuning in. Remember, three more episodes coming your way as we wrap up year 13 of this program. Don't forget on Monday, our lead guest, the star of the new Stars Acclaimed drama P-Valley, Brandi Evans. And coming up on Wednesday, special 90-day edition with Joe Nussbaum, the director of the new Disney Channel movie Upside Down Magic, premiering next Friday night. Tom Conroy, the chief evaluating officer of MedSign. If you know people who are interested in a new way to get big help, well, telehealth may be the way, and Tom will provide the answer on that. And finally, from the new TBS series, Lost Resort, executive producer Jessica Sebastian. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, you know what to do. Go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget, check out the podcast version this weekend. All the episodes this month are available, and that goes for all year long. You'll find it at iTunes, Apple TV, Spreaker's Podcast app, TuneIn.com, and iHeartRadio.com. We love hearing from you. What do you think about our program today? What do you think about what companies like Cinedigm and Jukin Media are doing to expand what's possible with smart TV sets and smart TV devices that 80% of all U.S. households now have and use on a regular basis? We'd love to hear. Email me, SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Don't forget, you can follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, UBC Simon, TWBT. Remember, however you get involved with us, we appreciate it because what you say matters. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and others who produce this program. Our production associate is Amanda Lynn, and he tells Blog Talk Radio's general manager with Dave Sonnenberg, head of content, the co-founders of this enterprise, Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow we tell you about BlockTableAudio.com and Amazon Division. Remember, order will transform the way you hear the world. For that free 1 month trial and free audiobook and more, audibletrial.com/televised. But tomorrow we televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for having a wonderful weekend ahead. We are back on Monday when we kick off our final week of year 13. 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, and the iRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe. Please follow the self-distancing and mask guidelines, and let's lift this pandemic once and forever. Until then,